right, here we are. The markets, by the way, are incredible right now, if you hadn't noticed. The markets are absolutely incredible, doing very well. If you're investing in the market by way of things you've done personally, or you're an investment for a retirement fund put together by the company you worked for or by the government agency you worked for, man, you're in good shape. I mean, the Dow is at 27,691. Can you imagine that? The NASDAQ at 8,486 and S&P 500 at 3,091. All have been on a tear. Up 19% is the Dow in 2009. Up 19% this year. Incredible. And so Donald Trump outperforming all recent presidents, not even close. The stock market here outperforming Kennedy, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, Barack Obama, Ronald Reagan, Lyndon Johnson, Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, all of them. Outperforming all of them, which is good for you, and it's good for me if you're, you know, I've got some investments out there. And I bring that to your attention so that I can go to the next story here, because it's interesting to note that Bernie Sanders says that if he's elected, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would be a very big part of his White House, and I'm wondering if she'd be like the Treasury Secretary. 76-year-old socialist, communist from Vermont, who also suffered a heart attack last month, says AOC is, it's not only that she has focus on the real issues impacting the American people, like climate change, the usury rates that Wall Street are charging working people in this country, but she has been an inspiration to working people all across this country, and to young people in particular. not really, Bernie, but you tell yourself whatever you want. Here's something I don't understand. Here's something. In France, because if you're on vacation, you know, this sounds like, hey, what do you got over there? What is that? France is clearing beaches. France is clearing beaches just because bricks of almost pure cocaine are rolling up on the sand. What's the problem, guys? We're just out here having a good time, sunbathing, and that brick there, that'll be mine. Finders keepers, baby. They didn't see it that way. Beaches in southwest France along the Atlantic coast shut down because for some reason these bricks of almost pure cocaine just keep rolling up on the sand and washing ashore. It's been going on for weeks now. Investigators are like, where's it coming from? I've got an idea. A cocaine shipment sank somewhere. The boat went down and this stuff's drifting around the ocean. I mean, what else are you going to come up with? The packages of drugs have turned up daily on beaches as far as 300 miles apart. See, that's to be a dispersion pattern. Cocaine floating around 300 miles apart, all the way to the town of Biarritz in France. Authorities said so far 1,920 pounds of cocaine with a street value in the millions of dollars has been found. The cocaine, especially dangerous. It was 83% pure, 83% pure cocaine. So it's a very pure product that must not be consumed in this form because there is a very high risk of overdose, said the French. All right, so careful there. Katie Hill, you remember her? Katie Hill, she just resigned from Congress because she was in violation of congressional rules for having affairs with her staffers. And then, of course, there were pictures of her naked and combing the hair of her female staffer, and she was having a relationship with it. At one time, her husband was in that relationship as well, but then he left and they got divorced and got messy and she had violated rules and she resigned from Congress. She resigned from Congress because she had violated congressional rules, and there's some other questions about some things that she had done. And she was there for less than a year, forced to step down. Well, now she says in a new video, she's ready to fight and she's ready to be even more unfiltered. Well, lucky us. She'll be more unfiltered. Bite number five with Katie Hill. Bite five.
I'm just checking in. I wanted to say first and foremost, thank you so much for all the support. I have felt so much love and I'm just filled with gratitude. So thank you. Also wanted to let you know I'm starting to resurface. You're going to be seeing more of me on social media, more of me out and about. So I look forward to seeing all of you. And I wanted to say that now I'm not a member of Congress. It might be a little bit more unfiltered, which I'm kind of looking forward to. Lastly, I wanted to thank my good friend Ayana for this wonderful shirt, and point out the message on it, which is that if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. Tomorrow, impeachment hearings start, and you need to be paying attention. Look forward to seeing you all soon. Thank you so much for everything. Let's keep up the fight.
Mm-hmm. Good news, Katie Hill, even more unfiltered. Katie, in all honesty and all fairness, I've had all the unfiltering of you I can possibly take. Thank you for your time. Check, please. Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi yesterday was able to sneak in a little bit of other work, saying that those that came here illegally with their parents, it's not their parents' fault. They should be able to stay here legally. The Supreme Court yesterday hearing the DACA challenges, and it's, you know, if you're going to read tea leaves, it looked like the Supreme Court would rule in favor of the Trump administration's ability to shut down that program. Nancy Pelosi mentioned it on the steps of the Capitol. Bite number six with Nancy Pelosi. Bite six, go.
Thank you for bringing us all together so that we can say thank you to our dreamers for making America more American with their hopes, optimism, courage, determination to make the future better for their families. And that for that, we are grateful to their parents. Please thank your parents for us, as was mentioned by Antonio, for giving us the opportunity to have you in our country.
Please thank your parents for breaking the law and bringing you here illegally. Send them a thank you note. Maybe they can break some more laws while they're here. A few more criminal statutes thrown by the wayside because we only use and apply the laws that we like. The rest, we don't care about. It's 51 after on a Wednesday. Good to have your big cold snap across the country. Bundle up if you're going out anywhere from St. Louis to Detroit to Cleveland. And we're sending it east to our friends in D.C. because we love you so much. It's the Steve Griffin Show. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.